time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 19th. Holidays today. Yes, we're close to big ones, but there's someone for today. Look for Evergreen Day. Look for an Evergreen Day. This is if you haven't found your Christmas tree yet. It's that time of year. As well as Oatmeal Muffin Day. Yeah.
Who the hell eats oatmeal muffins?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Grandparents.
Yeah. Grandmas.
I thought like a brand muffin
right next
to help
to
them poop
molasses
or something.
Cookies. All right. Let's see. Birthdays today, former NFL great Reggie White would have been 54 today. He made an appearance in WWE when Lawrence Taylor took on Bam Bam Bigelow at WrestleMania 11. You remember that?
I do.
And also WCW Slamboree in 1997. He took on Mongo McMichaels and was beaten by a attaché case in which he lost, if you remember very well. He passed away, unfortunately. He would have been 54 today. So let me tell you, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire Culver. Join us January 2nd for UFC 195 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. It's Condit versus Lawler for the UFC welterweight title. It'll be hosted by us. Drinks and specials all night long, January 2nd. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 195. All right, let's get into the guts of it. I'm the Cash Man. I'm the host of the show. I'm here with Danger Boy. Good morning, Danger.
Good morning.
Mark Fantasia looking all dapper today.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole. And I love the shirt out of nowhere. Big fat at the moment, about a year ago at this time.
Thank you. And good morning.
And good morning. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for the 19th of December. This is a special internet only one because on the air we're doing our 3-hour Gary Mervis Camp Good Days and Special Time show. So this is just for you listeners out there in the Ethernet. In the internet, in the internets, in the world that can't hear it here.
Cash needs an oatmeal muffin.
Yeah, give me a... I discovered the internet. Did I ever tell you that? Oh, all right.
Okay, so, Al Gore.
Okay, let's see. Any more plugs? No, that's it. Let's talk some world of pro wrestling. Hey, the biggest news of this past week. Yes, great pay-per-view last week. TLC, I thought, was a lot of fun. But Monday Night Raw topped it. You know, once again, it was one of those Raws that I think overall beat the pay-per-view. We got Roman Reigns as a new champion. Thoughts on that? I was calling for it at the pay-per-view. Okay, they waited a day. They wanted to put it on TV, maybe boost the ratings, which it did. If you look at the ratings numbers, it went up significantly. I think it had something to do with that and maybe Vince McMahon showing up on Monday Night Raw. But what do you think of Roman Reigns as a champ going into Christmas with a good guy champion?
Well, you knew it was bound to happen. It was only a matter of time. I do like the contrast of being in Philadelphia a year later, where he wins the Royal Rumble and gets booed out of the building, to getting a pretty fair crowd reaction when he finally won the title.
Is that a coincidence? Or I almost feel like they're like, oh, we are going to be in Philly in a couple weeks. Maybe we should put it on them there.
I think that's what they did. I don't think it's a coincidence whatsoever. I think that because the people have turned around on him. You saw, they cheered.
And I'm not trying to take anything away from Roman Reigns.
Because
I predicted that, you know, Philly wouldn't like it. I think a combination of the McMahons being involved, the stipulation of title, you're fired, and something actually worthwhile finally happening on Monday Night Raw, I think it just all led to that great moment. So it was a combination of all those factors.
Kind of reminded me of, honestly, like when Foley won the title. It was a big thing on Raw. I can't remember the last time it was just a title change on Raw for the world title. I mean, I remember
Ziggler after WrestleMania. I think that was the last time.
But what I was going to say is when it was just the solo title.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't remember the last time that actually happened. I feel like that had to be obviously, early 2000 with Triple H or something like that.
I'll start doing some research.
I remember, that Stone Cold Steve Austin beat Kane for the title on a Monday Night Raw following Kane winning it at the pay-per-view the night before.
Right, but then like a year later, I think Triple H won it in a triple threat match against Mick Foley and The Rock or something like that the night after SummerSlam in 2000. 99. Anyway, so I'm an extremely huge fan of Roman Reigns winning it. I marked out. Obviously, I got rid of cable a while back, so I'm one of the Hulu watchers, and I will say that I got an alert that said Vince McMahon coming to Raw tonight, and I said, wow, I'm like, well, they are really trying to boost the ratings. And then the next day, that was an unbelievable Raw, and I thought that the 4-on-4 Extreme Rules match just made the whole Raw just kind of come together. It was a great Raw. It was like an Attitude Era.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I kind of agree with you, and you know what it is they needed to they wrote Triple H out of the show by having him get the hell beat out of him after the pay-per-view.
Notice it was a good show without a 20-minute Triple H promo.
Yeah, and everything was done in his name, you know, Vince McMahon's son-in-law, and, you know, got beat up by Reigns. Reigns went nuts at the end of the pay-per-view because he'd been screwed again. I felt that was the first good Raw I've seen in like a month or two.
So how about some interesting facts for you? So the last time the WWE title changed hands on Raw.
Well, it's going to be what? The Rey Mysterio and
Cena thing. Cena pins Rey Mysterio.
But there was still a world title going on SmackDown.
Last world title match on Raw prior to this one, January 7th, 2013, Punk versus Ryback.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that
prior
match.
To that, it was July 23rd, Punk versus Cena on the 1,000th Raw.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Last time it changed hands on Raw was Ziggler cashing in on Del Rio.
So wait a second. Punk and Ryback, that was Punk beating Ryback?
Yeah, I remember you did a TLC match because they were supposed to have it at TLC. Punk got injured. They ended up doing it like the first week of January because Ryback was supposed to have the match, and they ended up doing that match on Raw.
And Ryback, he didn't hold the title, did he?
No, Ryback lost. No, he's saying that was the last time the title was actually defended. The WWE title was actually defended on Raw.
Really? That's a long time ago.
Really is a long time ago.
You know, I mean, obviously we don't get to see that a lot. You know, and funny, in our fantasy league, it kind of comes into play when you don't defend that title, you know. So maybe
And I think that's what you need to go back to. I mean, honestly, I'm the person that says let the Attitude Era go, but Nitro and Raw were consistently having WWE or WCW world title matches, and it made you stick around because you just never knew if someone would win the title.
I think it changed 12 times in 1 year, and I think half of them were on TV. So
I love that.
And I found an even better fact for you. So we mentioned the last time it did change hands was when Ziggler cashed in.
But I'm talking the single title. We got to look that up, but all right.
Last time the WWE champion was pinned in a normal match on TV, September 16th, 2003, Lesnar-Kurt Angle, the 60-minute Iron Man match.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a great match.
And we're talking 12 years ago. So they still protect that title then. I mean, once they got rid of all that changing it when they were in competition, now they protect it.
I was going to say, it was like every other week on Raw.
Yeah, but they say they protect it, but at the same point, they
put it on Sheamus?
Well, that's my point, though. But like, they'll put it on like Punk, and then, Cena and John Laurinaitis are going to close the show tonight. You know what I mean? Like, they never really cared about the title.
No, I mean, the only time you'd see it defended would be on pay-per-view. I mean, that was expected. And they'll let guys run with it. You know, no one gets it for a month and has it taken off them. Other belts you do, like the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title, you'll get it for a month and they'll take it off you just because they want to move to somebody else. But you won't see that with a heavyweight title.
I'm just hoping that with all this now that the new Foreign Fanatics will just dismember.
Oh, you mean the Legion of Doom?
Jeez, what a useless freaking group over the past week.
A big time, man.
Now all of a sudden, Del Rio loses the title, it'll be perfect.
They were pretty useless before, too. I mean, remember Roman Reigns 2 weeks ago on SmackDown beat every single one of them in a match?
He pretty much did the same thing on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean,
where was Barrett?
Oh, good question. Barrett reportedly out of action with an injury. He cleared it up his status this past week on Twitter by saying, He's taking time off to rehab nerve damage in his neck. So
is he becoming the new Rey Mysterio?
He says it's nothing major. Well, he's every single push he's ever had has been derailed by an injury. In fact, I felt terrible at the last time we had him on. We were talking about that, and then he got hurt almost quickly after that. But that's
not on us.
No, it's not.
He's prone,
and he's a friend of the show, I guess, because he's been on a couple times. So, but not that that has anything to do with it. But he had injuries that I think this, like he said, this nerve injury is from something that he already had surgery for. So,
remember when he hurt but he was his arm back in that useless battle royal on Raw? They didn't need to have it. Everybody knew Jericho was going to win,
and he broke his shoulder.
And he broke his shoulder.
Yeah. He actually was back on SmackDown this past week, and he's doing the next week. He'll be on the tribute for the troops. So it's not like he's seriously hurt. It's just, he's not going to be wrestling for, a week or so. He took some time. I was thinking maybe it's time to bring in KO when he didn't show up with them at the pay-per-view.
This would be a great time for them to actually drop the whole King Barrett thing and let him go back to being Bad News Barrett.
I actually say go back to Wade.
At least he can do something while he's on the shelf for the time being.
He's got some bad news for you.
Absolutely not. If Kevin Owens goes into that group, I'll be extremely upset. He needs to stay very, very.
I kind of dig the feud he's building up with
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. So, yeah, they've had some great matches. That was probably one of my favorite matches on the pay per view.
I usually don't get excited to see something on SmackDown, but when Ambrose came out for the save and they started fighting in the ring, it's a great feud. I'm excited about watching more of it.
Yeah, me too. So I don't think it's over yet, and I think these guys can go a while. And I think these guys have a history before they ever came to WWE. It seems like they're kind of leaning on some of these histories pre-WWE to allow people to relive some of their feuds, and I believe that, it's exciting. I definitely think it's exciting that we get to see Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose. And even Dean Ambrose, he only loses to the top guy. He never loses to anybody else. It's got to be like the one or two dudes in the company he'll lose. So it's about time he got a belt, and maybe he'll defend it once in a while.
He's not Bray Wyatt. He doesn't lose to everybody.
No. So some other news. I mean, that's enough. I mean, if we took calls on it, we'd be the rest of the hour, but we're not taking calls now, so...
It's all about us today.
Yeah, no other news.
Sorry, Troy.
Announced this week. sorry, all you guys. Announced this week, Mauro Ranallo will be the new voice of SmackDown. Subtract Michael Cole, add Mauro Ranallo. I know Mauro Ranallo because of his MMA history. He's Strikeforce. He did the New Japan Wrestling that's on
Access TV,
yeah. And he's done wrestling. He's done MMA. He's done boxing. So I think it's great. He reminds me of... kind of like a mix of Joey Styles and who else? I don't know. He's kind of a geeky dude, but he's a great speaker. And have you guys ever heard him before? Danny, you ever hear Mauro Ranallo before?
I had never heard of him before, so I'm eagerly anticipating hearing some of his work.
He's good, surprisingly. Yeah. He's not a Mike Adamley. He actually knows about wrestling.
That's a good thing.
No, he says this is his dream job. And when they came to him a month ago and asked him to be the lead announcer when they switch over to USA in January, he said, yeah, and they're going to allow him still to do other things too, including he's contracted to some MMA groups as well as he's doing a podcast with Boss Rutten that starts the same day. Boss Rutten being a huge MMA trainer out in California. But I think I'm very excited. Mauro Ranallo, I tried to get him on too. I'm going to make an effort this week. Maybe we'll get him on the year-end show we do next week. And just have him come on and talk because he's just a wealth of knowledge. He he's like Gordon Sully and Joey Styles had a baby. Okay, that's his style of announcing, and you'll dig it. Sean, what do you think? Our Danger Boy.
He's great. I it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be nice hearing someone other than Michael Cole doing SmackDown too. You get sick of his voice after Raw, and then you're like, oh, he's on SmackDown as well. So having the distinct announcers is gonna be awesome as well. Now, it'll be good to see how he plays off the other announcers and whatnot and see how he goes in. But he knows his stuff. He'll be good at what he does, and I'm pretty sure people will enjoy it.
Yeah, I do too. And, and it's only a couple weeks away. Right? We're talking January 7th is the debut of SmackDown on the USA.
Hang on. Speaking of that, the commercial they have where Roman Reigns can't figure out how to make the box, does that just make him not look champion-like? The people who watch on Hulu might not see these commercials.
I didn't get to see those, no.
He's trying to put together one of those moving boxes that they have for like offices and whatnot, and he just rips it in half because he can't figure it out.
I like the one where the Wyatt family comes off the elevator and goes
have a meeting.
Yeah, they go to the front desk girl in USA.
Yes.
Yeah, it's for Thursday, 8
I gotta
o'clock.
See these.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of them. They got all different people doing them, so it's really pretty funny. They're all done with a nice sense of humor, and it's I think it's going to be good for Raw because I think sci-fi. I think when you think wrestling and you think cable network USA usually pops out in your head first. This will
think Destination America.
No, because Destination America. speaking of Destination America is out of the wrestling business as of right now. They aired last TNA Impact at 11 p.m. last Wednesday, which because it got bumped for Bigfoot something or another, you know?
I'd love to be in that boardroom when they're like, fellas, what's the key to success, wrestling or exorcisms?
Actually, it's searching for Bigfoot.
I remember like 6 months ago when both companies went to Destination America, and you said a lot of people are going to watch. I go, what, both their fans? And you kind of gave me crap for it.
Yeah.
So now I can talk crap, right? Well, they're off the channel.
They're
off the channel. They were the highest rated thing other than the exorcism on Destination America, though.
I just think it's extremely funny that, you know what, let's put all of our cards into one basket. Let's do all wrestling.
And
then 6 months later, holy crap, that was a bad decision.
Well, actually, you know what it was is it's when you have guys who run the network and then they lose their job and someone comes in and takes over their job and it's their job to run the network. It's kind of like when you have a GM in football and they bring in their head coach. You know, it's like it doesn't matter who's head coach. If you get hired as a new GM in football, you're going to fire the head coach and you're going to bring in the guy you want. And that's how it works at Destination America. The guy that, well, besides the fact that they had a rough relationship from the beginning, and really we didn't know all the details of what their deal was, and it really, the details were like 40 programs. That was the deal originally. I think TNA had to do it because they needed an outlet to continue on. I mean, they've had a lot of different offers, and they're going to be on TV Guide or whatever it's called, TV Pop Network, starting in January. Unfortunately, we don't get that.
I feel like they're just getting further and further away from...
They're getting away from me because I'm not going to be able to watch it unless they put it up online or something. I mean, there's ways to watch it, you know what I mean? But it's not on my cable system. I can't set my DVR for it. That's another thing, too, is Destination America. You'd get a number of people that watched it, and they would never give you the... They were upset because they'd never get the number of DVR watches, which they probably had more than anything for watching TNA because... I think being Wednesday 9 to 11 is kind of a rough time slot, but
that's when my shows are on.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say so. I hate this. You know, it is a downgrade to me for them going to TV Pop. You know, it's not. You know, but there's who knows? Maybe they'll be there for a year and then go someplace else. Maybe somebody
History Channel.
Well, let's maybe SmackDown. I believe Sci-Fi's got an opening now, right?
Yeah, they're owned by Universal, though.
Two hours of Haven, or 3 hours of Haven.
I have no idea but you know what? My channel going to the Sci-Fi channel won't be as often now, me turning to it. So
you can watch Piranha.
I was going to say, until they air Piranha or Sharknado.
Sharknado 5.
Such a great movie.
Yeah, so, yeah.
David Hasselhoff's in it. You cannot go wrong.
Well, who knows? So some other big news. Next week, Monday night, we have the Slammy Awards.
You know what that means?
That means it's coming to the end of the year. It's it means a lot of things.
It means there's also some awards coming up that are even more prestigious than the Slammys.
Oh, or Roman Reigns wins Superstar of the Year?
God, no. That better be Seth Rollins.
The Painies.
Yeah, the Painies are coming up.
That's right. The Painies. We'll be doing the Painies next week on the show. Maybe we should take their same categories and just do the Painies style. You know? Because they have the eight categories. They have are Match of the Year, Diva.
Yeah,
the
can
year.
I ask what the Hero Award is?
Hero Award, I believe.
An excuse to get some cross-promotion with Coca-Cola.
My first thing is I was like, Chris Hero's getting an award?
It'll probably be for some kid that they have fundraising for or something, what I mean.
So I can't make fun of it.
No, the oh my God, shocking moment of the year. This is awesome moment of the year. Extreme moment of the year.
To me, that sounds like those should be the same damn thing.
Extreme, this is awesome, and oh my God are all the same.
Yeah, and then LOL moment of the year. Sometimes all four of those could be the same, you know?
I don't think I've had a moment on Raw where I LOL'd.
Breakout star of the year. So we'll see what happens.
Kevin Owens.
You can vote right now. Just go to WWE.com. They have the voting up there. You can vote for your favorite, whoever they may
be.
Is
it really weird if I say that Diva of the Year is Nikki Bella?
She's going to win. It's much like Roman Reigns winning the Star of the Year last year. And I might even give more credence to him winning it for this year because of just the whole chase for the title the whole year.
I think they should
Seth Rollins had the best year up until his injury.
It's amazing that people,
the best year ever.
You look at the voting and for the Star of the Year, it's Roman Reigns right now by a lot. But you know what? Seth Rollins carried that company from before WrestleMania to his injury.
Since last year's WrestleMania, when he broke up the Shield and turned.
Yeah, well, I was just saying the other day, like if you really think about it, from when he right after he cashed in, No, I'm sorry. Before he cashed in, that he started off the year huge with the triple threat match at Royal Rumble with Cena and Lesnar. Right then and there, I said this is going to be his year, and he had that right there was his standout point. I think.
It's been, and Rollins, you know, I hope he comes back quick, you know, but we're going to get Roman Reigns pushed down our throat until WrestleMania, at least now.
I'm okay with it. Okay to let this play out because honestly, the alternative was Sheamus. I'm extremely happy to be on the
Reigns. Well, who do you think? Do you think Sheamus gets the rematch at Royal Rumble? Or?
Definitely. Okay. And he loses.
But he was just, Sheamus was nothing more than a transitional champion.
Yeah. He was the least of all bad to put it on. So, you know, and it's true. You know what?
That's not true.
They couldn't put it on a guy who was not a champ, okay, before. That's one thing is if you're a champion in the past, you know how to carry the belt. And if it's only for a month or two, then yes, Sheamus was a good guy to do it.
Plus, I think they were
how
could we get this briefcase off him? We have no idea. Let's just get rid of it.
We all called it anyways. We called it the weekend before that he was going to walk out the champion, you know?
I honestly think before this injury to Rollins, Sheamus was going to be set up to cash in and lose.
Really? I think that ended with the Sandows of the world and the Mr. Andersons, you know, or whoever the guys.
Cena lost.
Cena and Sandow were the only two that lost.
Cena lost. Wasn't Cena the very first one to lose?
He was the very first to lose.
Yeah, and I think that's the only way you could have someone lose is have him do it because it's not going to hurt him whatsoever.
Yeah, look where Sandow is.
I know. Poor Sandow. Oh, that was...
Well, he's up for an award if you want to vote for him. And one of those awards for the Slammies, you can catch Sandow in there. And
he's up for Superstar of the Year because every superstar is eligible.
Yeah, so...
And if you read Sandow's tweet, he said, you have to vote for me because if I win, they have to give me a live mic.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes! I'm like, there's my vote.
Yeah, so you're just talking to internet fans. That's about, 2% of all the fans? You've been to the crowds before.
That vote's going to be split between Zack Ryder and him, though, so that's going to be bad.
They should have Hornswoggle.
They should have had NXT.
I vote for Hornswoggle falling down the stairs. That's the LOL moment of the year.
Oh, that's right.
That's what we have to talk about next.
NXT
happened this past week. You know that real quickly before we get to that, I'm going to go through this week coming up is WWE week on the USA Network starting Sunday night. You get to see the debut of Santa's Little Helper.
Yes,
Paige and Miz and Santa's Little Helper. That's
I was going to red box it, but not
Sunday now. Sunday 8 to 10, and then Monday Night Raw, of course, the Slammies being Monday 8 to 11. Tuesday we get the first live SmackDown on USA. Not to start. That's not where it'll be when we move over in January, but it will be live SmackDown Tuesday, December 22nd, 8 to 10. And then Tribute to the Troops is 8 to 10 on USA on Wednesday. And our friend Luke Harper's there. We definitely want to check it out. There's some matches too, Russell. I'm sure Santa Claus will make an appearance. I'm not sure about the rest of the week, even though it's WWE week on USA. There's nothing really else promoted about Thursday or Friday, but you know, Thursday being Christmas Eve and Friday being Christmas, people are going to be busy.
I think usually on USA they end up replaying SmackDown. I think on Friday.
Do they? Okay, so we'll get that. That'll be on Sci-Fi. That'll be on Sci-Fi.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. But okay, now let's get to NXT. We'll talk a little NXT this past week. Of course, I have the app on my phone, and for some reason, it would not work on Wednesday afternoon. I sat there and watched it spin and spin and spin.
Because Danny wouldn't give you the damn password.
No, I have my own password. I'll give you mine, Mark. You can.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I went out and bought it.
About damn time.
Congratulations. The owner of a new WWE
Mark, he's all grown up.
Is that why he's wearing the suit today?
Yeah. Widow Mark.
I thought it was the panties.
It's Widow Mark.
Why does everybody all of a sudden talk like John Cena when he was 8?
He's got a wheel wet wagon.
Suffering succotash.
Okay, Roman.
No more suffering succotash.
Hater thoughts.
All right, so with NXT this past week, what do you guys think? I mean, obviously, it was a barn burner. The show, fantastic. Hopefully it did well. I haven't heard the numbers of how many people were watching it, but it was in the middle of the day, so it was kind of tough, you know?
Every match that I wanted, like each person I wanted to win the match, didn't. And it made it a frustrating pay-per-view for me, but that much better. Because I wanted to see Apollo Crews win, and Baron Corbin won, and I thought it was an excellent match. Wanted to see Enzo and Cass win. Great match, but they lost. But still, it kept me involved. I thought it was a
You wanted to see Bayley lose?
Yeah,
no,
really?
Actually, I take that back. I wanted to see Bayley win. But I really wanted Joe to take the title. I thought Joe was going to take the title.
He almost did. I mean, it was a great match. It went forever. It was a very long
Danny
match.
Danny, if you want to say what you said about that whole situation.
Oh, yeah. My thought was that they weren't going to put the title on Joe. He's an elder statesman. I don't see him being in NXT for much longer.
Because Baylor wants to
stay there. I would not be surprised
to see graduate.
I would not be surprised to see Joe graduate and come out as an entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Sure. Ooh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would not be surprised to any of the guys. Even I mean, look at Rhino got graduated apparently. So you know, and he was.
Isn't that kind of like going back to school for your degree when you're like 40? That's what Rhino is. Now he just graduated again.
That young upstart from NXT.
The rookie monster, man.
Great pay-per-view, or great live event, or whatever you want to call it. The Baylor-Joe match was unbelievable.
And I have to – one of my favorite moments was as soon as that women's match started, the crowd serenading Bailey.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
They caught a lot of crap for how loud the crowd was over there in London. And it's like, yeah. It was actually kind of fun.
Well, and if you watch – and if you read online, too, Bailey wrote a nice letter to all the fans. You know, and she said, you know, you guys just re-energized. If everybody else on the roster isn't re-energized and knowing that this is why they do what they do, then they're not supposed to be here. And she closed the letter with saying, yes, London, I will be your girl.
All right.
Did you happen to hear them singing Hey Jude, the crowd, anybody?
Yes, but who were they singing it for?
So what I found out, I had to look into this. Someone at work was telling me, apparently there's a London soccer star, and every time he scores a goal, his name is whatever his name is, it kind of rhymes with Jude. So they do the na 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 Hey Jude. And I go, what are they singing right now? And I couldn't figure out. I forgot what match it was in the middle of. I go, I think it was during the whatever one it was. I was like, why are they singing this? But apparently it was for a soccer star. So that crowd was just fired up.
And they're in the midst of a tour out there. So this is like maybe the third or fourth show that they wrestled in front of. Of course, they got 10,000 sold out there, but the other shows are all kind of smaller venue places, like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 at the most. And they just announced this past week that they're going to be doing a swing through Middle America, Milwaukee. I can't remember the other dates.
Detroit,
and they all sold out. And Pittsburgh, and they all sold out already. And so the tickets went on sale and sold out that quickly. NXT is hot, you know. I mean, Triple H is the big proponent. I mean, you know, maybe that explained why he was off TV Monday. Besides that terrible beating he got from Roman Reigns, he also had to go to England, you know, and help.
Yeah, I love his promo right in the beginning.
Oh my god,
I got the hell kicked out of me, but I wouldn't be here if I was dead. Blah blah blah.
And like, I said, I go, oh, we just made it about him.
Yeah,
just made it about him.
I do need to get something off my chest about NXT though. I hate Asuka.
What?
Really?
I don't know why. She's a great wrestler. I can't stand her.
Can't, wow, we can't just do it. We just stopped being friends. Honestly, I
you
was actually
Roman
worried
Reigns.
After.
Touche.
Yeah. Well, they are. Aren't they family? No.
I was really worried about the women's division of NXT after Charlotte and Sasha and everybody went up. But I actually was impressed with Jax as well as Emma. Emma, I thought, actually put on a really good match, surprisingly.
Well, she's a good wrestler. I mean, she has all the ability.
I'm so glad she dropped that gimmick.
What, stealing iPhone cases?
Well, that I still think
they
should have had
her. If they
were
smart, they would make her finishing move stealing other people's finishing moves.
Yeah, yeah, steal.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That really pushed her back to NXT because we never see her on TV anymore unless there's like a tribute to someone passing away or something.
Well, she doesn't have her boyfriend Santino, and
yeah, Santino
got caught busted stealing that iPad case.
I didn't realize that Santino had retired a year ago again. He'd come back and then he re-injured himself. And
yeah,
now,
with his neck, he in the middle of the ring, I guess in Italy or something like that. I think he.
Yeah,
announced his retirement.
Oh, did he? Because I know that. I mean, I saw a picture, and he's like in excellent shape, still running the place, the Battle Arts up here in Toronto. Remember, we had him on.
Yeah,
which was really pretty cool. You know, while he was still on tour with the WWE, but maybe we'll get him on again. I promised to get him a T-shirt, and I haven't been able to get it to him yet. But you know, I could have if the people in Rochester would have let me give it to him, but of course they wouldn't. Because he wasn't there either, but I was supposed to give it to somebody else to give it to him. But nevertheless, he's you know, he retired. He's looking great, in great shape, and maybe he'll be back someday. Who knows? I know it was a back injury, so some other stuff. So NXT, yeah, that they're going to be coming back to America soon, and I think it's just exploding.
Sami Zayn's back.
Yep.
Sami Zayn wrestled in a dark match after the show ended.
Oh, it was taped for TV.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was taped for TV after the.
I'm a little upset with one thing. They had a four-way tag team match that they taped for next week with Vaudevillains, Chad Gable, all those guys. And they didn't put that on the pay-per-view, and I think they should have. A four-way tag team match.
Oh, but you had the tag team title match, so you don't want to.
I know.
Well, he didn't want.
Chad Gable should have been on that show.
Yeah, he didn't want. You didn't want them to win that anyway. You didn't want that. You didn't want the champs to defend the title, right? Dash and Dawson there. Didn't you say earlier you want to see the other guys beat him in the tag match during the
Enzo and Cass?
Yeah,
Enzo and Cass.
Yeah,
but I mean, there was four. There's four other teams that I think they could have made the. They should have made the tag team title match a four way tag team title match and really shown all the different guys.
Are they gonna move up Enzo and Cass, or what are they doing with that team?
I don't think he
team?
Can. He's too much of a clown. He's a little guy. He's a jokester. I don't think anybody's going to take him seriously up there. Even Cass, it's going to take a long time for him to get to become his own. I don't think they're going to get moved up quick.
Well, they
it wouldn't be quick. They've been there forever.
I was going to say, it seems like they've been there forever.
Much like Baron Corbin. You know, I mean,
well, Baron Corbin eventually is going to move
up. He's a lone wolf.
He's got a feud with
Roman
with
Reigns.
Finn Balor here. Shortly. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the Royal Rumble.
Actually, Corbin and Reigns could be a pretty decent feud.
No, I can't wait. Now that he's back and healthy, I can't wait to see Sami Zayn and Finn Balor.
That definitely is.
That's going to be a great series of matches they're going to have.
They need to bring Zayn up in time for like when Seth Rollins, Cesaro, and everybody comes back.
I think that originally the intent for Zayn was to feud with KO, you know, eventually. I mean, because of what happened down in NXT.
I know, and that's kind of upsetting that Owens lost a title to Ambrose, because that would be a great feud heading into WrestleMania, is Zayn and Owens for the title.
There's more to be made out of that. Anything you put Kevin Owens in, I think that he's going to. He's going to make it the best match on the show, and he does it every time anyway. So, Sami Zayn took on Ty Dillinger after the show
Niagara
ended.
Falls own Ty Dillinger.
That's right, Ty Dillinger, and that will be on the TV show. But
can we also talk about that triple threat ladder match from TLC and the move that Kalisto did?
Oh yeah,
Salida del Sol off the top of the ladder.
Yeah, that was sick.
Probably the best move I think I've seen all year.
Nominated for one of those three slammies that sound like they should be for the same thing.
I was going to say that.
This is awesome, or the OMG?
I think it's, I don't know.
Yes.
It should be all three, but it's only one. I don't know which one it is.
Did you LOL? Because I LOL'd a little bit in it.
I loved when he got hit with the trombone.
I was going to say, I chuckled a little when they threw the trombone at him.
Well, I love how he brought it up on Monday night when he's like, you know, they were congratulating him on, and he goes, wait, you threw the trombone and hit me in the back.
That was a great promo.
And quick question, does anybody think that maybe Xavier Woods got a little flack backstage for totally ripping on the terrible commentary of Michael Cole, that he couldn't keep Kalisto and Sin Cara straight the whole match?
Yeah.
The entire match he kept saying it wrong.
Well,
this is your job. How do you keep screwing this up?
And then JBL came to his defense. They're both mass guys, you know. It's like, yeah, but one's also about a foot and a half taller than the other one too. I was going to throw that out there. It's pretty obvious.
I thought the triple threat ladder match was extremely great, but I thought Woods just added to it so much. But with his commentary on the mic, but then when he went off the mic, not just throwing the trombone, but when he grabbed the trombone to play, and he goes, I'm supposed to be on commentary right now, and then starts playing. He was hysterical. Like he doesn't even need to wrestle. That's what I was saying earlier about R-Truth before we went on the air. Some guys are just great in comedy roles. Xavier Woods is perfect for that group.
Speaking of R-Truth, you see him on SmackDown this past week, right? Thinking that they were showing the backstage from Monday, and he thought the limo was for him.
He was congratulating me. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. He was congratulating, and then he got to meet a limo, and then he went and hopped in the limo.
It's my only chance.
See, R-Truth is the best. You know, it's like, it's a shame that he gets, he has the same intro song since the first day he stepped into the company.
No.
They switched him up.
Yeah, I know.
He used to get rowdy.
And that didn't work.
Yeah,
and so I couldn't get behind that one. So they're like, "Quick, let's go back."
You know, the first time we saw him was at a house show here before he ever debuted, and after he left TNA and came to WWE, we saw him in a house show. We saw him at a house show here in Rochester. And,
wait, why is Danger cringing? What happened?
Because there's all these kids behind us, and everyone was like going,
"What's up?"
No,
it's Rodney the Truth.
It's Rodney,
Rodney the Truth.
Yeah, the guys behind us, it's like, and we were laughing, and he was doing the What's Up song, and he sang it like three times through the whole crowd, went around, and then it's like, and then, you know, that's the first time we heard the What's Up song.
That's the day I got
that version of it. We heard it in TNA, but it wasn't quite that version.
Wait, did he come back as R-Truth, or did he come back as Truth Killings?
He came back as R-Truth.
Okay. And it was only in TNA that he was Killings, right?
He was
Ron Truth Killings.
Yeah, wasn't he Truth? I don't remember what he was in. I think he was Killings, yeah.
Yeah, he was Ron the Truth Killings. He went by his real name. Yeah.
I still miss heel R-Truth.
Yeah.
From a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Before Little Jimmy?
With that whole Little Jimmy thing completely skyrocketed his career.
That and his fear of ladders and spiders.
Yes. That
I don't like spiders.
His sense of comedy timing, too. So,
well, again, with Santino gone, we kind of need somebody.
But he's way better than Santino.
Without a doubt. And who knows? Maybe he'll get another push again, you know?
Yeah. If they're lucky, they'll let him be in the Royal Rumble.
It still does baffle me that he was in the world title match at Capital Punishment that one year. Still, just you just think about it, and you're like, well, don't need to watch that pay-per-view. We all know that's not changing hands.
Yeah, he did. Well, you know, R-Truth, he's still one of my favorite guys. I mean, he was a guy we had on the air when he was in TNA, and he must have, like, 5 kids. And I'm talking to him live on a Saturday morning, and all I can do is hear his kids in the background screaming the whole time. And he's like, yeah, hold on a second. Be quiet back there. You know,
it's like, he's pretty old, right? Like, I don't mean that in a negative way, but like he's
been around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, remember he started with the Road Dog.
Right,
he was quick K saying, quick.
He's pretty jacked up for his age. He's got to be almost 40s, I'd say. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's got an excellent shape. I don't see an ounce of fat on the guy. So, and I mean, wrestling probably does. Wrestling probably helps.
Cash, just.
Hey.
Stop it.
There's not an ounce of fat on that man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? We're gonna wrap this up with that terrible thought there. Why don't we wrap this up? Well, I want to thank you guys for taping this. We got on the air. We're going to be talking with Gary Mervis from Camp Good Days and Special Times. So this is just a special show for those people who listen
it
online.
It is a special show.
And I will, yes. And I want to
overall,
thank.
Overall, we're usually a special show.
I want to thank you guys for coming up. I want to thank you, Mark. I know you're dressed up in your big boy clothes today. You got something to do.
Yep.
So, but thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. We're going to be on the air in just a few minutes here with Gary Mervis. But I want to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year's, whatever. We'll be back next week with the Paneys.
Paneys, baby!
And,
Woo! And
they'll be posted someplace. I'll post up what we're going to do. I'm probably on thepainclinic.net or even on our Facebook page. You'll see it.
Last year, I was the only one that came here dressed up. I had a sport coat on. My hair was slicked back. I was here like it was the freaking Oscars.
Okay, and in everybody else's defense, you used to work at a men's clothing store, so you have like 50 different sport coats you could wear. I have one.
So wear it.
I have one.
Yeah, okay, so wait, you literally just said, I have one. So what is the problem why you couldn't wear it?
Let's wear Mark's.
Yeah.
Guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Danny looked like T-Rex. He can't put his arms together.
Hey, Richard, you like the Yankees?
All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Happy holidays. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week with the Paneys.